Hi, my name is Dan Fernandez. I'm a program manager on the Azure Tools team. In this video, we're going to show how you can use the Dockerfile from the last video, the console app, to build a new console app that's going to use JP2A to actually dynamically create ASCII art. So let's just jump right into our project here. And I have a project called Console ASCII. And maybe even before I get started, it's important to think about why I think console applications are a great idea for Docker. One, the nice thing is these are great background tasks. It really is kind of the minimal things that you need to do. It's a lightweight container, and you can do things like the classic async queue worker pattern. So imagine if you have a ton of things you need to do. You need to process orders. Write all those processes to a queue, and what you can do is then spin up not just one, but hundreds of these consoles, depending on how many messages there are. If there's 1,000 messages, maybe we spin up 50 console containers to run through all those messages. Once the number of messages go down, we spin those containers down. So it's a great way to think of it as dumb worker bees. Take a message, process it, and then maybe kill the process or kill the container afterwards once the order is done placing. So there's a lot of stuff you can do. So while there's a ton of stuff you can do, those tend to be pretty boring. So I thought, why not just have one fun example here showing how we can convert this to ASCII art. So let's get started. What I've done beforehand is done a file new ASP.NET project. And maybe I'll just spin up a new one just so you can see this. There's an option that you want to choose, and it's under web. It's not your regular file new option, which can trip up some folks. So we do file new project. And what we'll see here is under the web templates is this console application. And this console application can, of course, run on Linux. So let's just jump back to our console ASCII project. And this is kind of what you'd expect. There's a program and a main method. And let me just Shift-Alt-Enter to full screen this. Now, what I want to do is have tracing statements right to the console. And the reason I want to use the console is as just a very simple way where I can use Docker's logs command to actually read in any of this tracing information. So here I have three ways to trace. Trace information, and I'm starting JP2A, trace error, and trace warning. These are just three examples of tracing that you may do within your application. Now, what I actually want to do, and you could, of course, do any number of things here. In this case, I actually want to spawn a new process. So the process I want to spawn, basically, I'm going to shell out, if you will, to JP2A and pass it in a hyperlink. And what I'm going to do is just pass in that URL so you can see that beautiful picture of my dog. Aw, that's cute. OK. We are going to not shell execute and redirect the standard output and just basically start that process. So JP2A will run. I'm going to capture it in standard output. And then what I'm going to do is just read that into a string called output and console.writeLineOutput. And of course, I could have put a trace because we set up the console listener trace as well. But I guess the key thing is for Docker logs to work, you have to write either to console or set up trace with a console trace listener. So, and then I'm just going to wait forever. Now, there's a number of things I could do here. I could pass in, this is just passing one image. I could pass in hundreds of images and just have it process, or do more of that queue pattern, have a bunch of images. Let's just go ahead and show what this looks like. Now, I've already gone through the publish wizard, but let me just show you. I actually am on a different VM this time. I'll choose publish again, connection. Now, a couple of things are different. So, this is our new URL, and I don't actually want to set any ports, right? I'm not going to actually connect my browser to this thing. Let me just validate that our connection works. Great. So I just want to basically tell it to build and publish. So I'll go ahead and click publish. And this will open up our output window, and we'll start doing the actual build, creating the Docker image, and of course publishing to that there. And we see the contacts are 11 megs over the wire. It's running all those commands from our Docker file, including it should be installing JP2A that we did in the previous video. And we'll give this a second. And now it says, hey, this is started. If you want to see the standard output, you should do this. So I'm going to copy, paste this. And sometimes it's good to open a new window, especially for follow. And let me just paste this in here. And with any luck, there's our dog, kind of ASCII art. I see his nose here. That's kind of weird. Okay, great. So what we're able to see is, one, we see our messages, the information error and warning statements. We see we passed our images on here. And again, we installed JB2A via that Docker file. And now we're able to pass in the content of that different process into our standard output and write it out. So a real basic sample here. And one key thing to look at here as well is follow. If this was a long-running process, follow basically means it will continue writing to the stream, meaning it's not just a one-time snapshot. We can keep this up while we're debugging and continue seeing messages as they're happening in real time using the follow command. And again, the easy way to get the follow command is after you publish the console, we put something in that you can copy-paste directly into any command prompt. So we've seen how easy it is to publish applications using the console window. In our next video, we'll show how we're not just using one container, we're using multiple containers and showing how to link containers.